A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me, because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, I have requested to see you and to speak with you. For it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." Paul remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord. Throughout the season of Easter, we have been reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Today, the last day of Easter, we conclude the Acts, only to start at the beginning again with the great event of Pentecost tomorrow, as recorded in chapter 2 of Acts. In this narrative, Paul has come to Rome to appear before Caesar and defend himself against the leaders of his own religion. Paul, in a sense, is late on the scene in Rome. There is already a long-established Jewish community, as well as a Christian community living in the city. Paul always began preaching the gospel to his own Jewish people, and so he called the leaders together to explain his message. "It is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." What is the hope of Israel? There were probably many different answers in that room as Paul spoke. We know that even during Jesus' lifetime, there were divergent expectations of the Jewish Messiah. Some wanted a military leader to come and free them from the oppression of the Romans. Others longed to see their nation as a leader among other nations. Some were interested in politics, others in wealth and fame. A few looked for the suffering servant of the Lord, who would offer peace and justice to the religious faithful. For Paul, it is very clear that the hope of Israel is the messianic fulfillment of God's promises and prophecies in the Old Testament. The hope of Israel is manifested in the person of Jesus Christ, and especially in his resurrection from the dead and the inauguration of the kingdom of heaven, which is the greatest liberation of all. At his original trial, Paul had clearly explained his hope. Quote, "He called out before the Sanhedrin, 'My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead.'" End of quote. A few of Paul's listeners that day in Rome found him interesting and persuasive, but most were annoyed and left disgruntled. This is a turning point for Paul. Although he will never give up praying his people will accept their Messiah, he no longer tries to convert his fellow Jews. His ministry becomes entirely focused on the Gentiles who are open and receptive to the good news. It is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains. What is the hope of the new Israel, the church? It is still the same today, salvation in Christ. We all live in hope of arriving one day in the kingdom of God, paradise, the Father's house with its many mansions, the heavenly wedding banquet. Do you have a special hope or a longing to fulfill? Perhaps you're looking for that special someone to live, to love, or a ministry in which you can give yourself completely and freely. We all hope for peace, love, happiness, and meaning in our lives. But what are we willing to endure to achieve it? Paul was bound by chains in a Roman prison. Look into your life. Perhaps you have a special trial or hardship, loss or pain that you must bear in order to achieve your hope. The theological virtue of hope is often associated with the Holy Spirit. As we wait in expectation for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit tomorrow on Pentecost, open your heart and mind and soul to receive all these gifts so that hope may be fulfilled. Pope Benedict XVI encapsulates Paul's hope and ours in a single sentence when speaking of sacred art, which is, of course, includes God's greatest art, creation. Quote, all sacred images are without exception, in a certain sense, images of the resurrection. History read in the light of the resurrection. And for that very reason, they are images of hope, giving us the assurance of the world to come, of the final coming of Christ. End of quotation. Come, O Holy Spirit, inflame us with your very being. Open our eyes to see the obstacles and burdens of life as links in a chain of gold, reminding us of our ultimate goal and our lasting hope, life with you forever.